The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? Today is December 9th, and today we're going to talk about the very last full moon in 2021 and what all of that means with energy and the astrology outlook. I've also asked angels for insights and just encouragement, positive perspectives that would help us as we're moving forward. A lot of December's energy, which I went over last week, is a lot of energy that's preparing us for 2022. It has been for a couple of months, starting with October, September. It's just been ramping up this whole last quarter of 2021. There's a lot going on, so much change. It's still evolving. We're all looking for those answers every day. And some of us may feel like, where is the answer? And I know how that can feel. But we're going to talk about this Gemini full moon, because Gemini is an interesting energy. It has a dual perspective that it expects us to take notice of. One is a foot in the spiritual part of us, and the other is in the physical or the human side of us. So we're going to look at, explore this full moon. Energies about full moons are always about releasing something old so you can make way for the new. It's also illuminating answers that we may be looking for. So if you don't feel like you're seeing that answer, take heart. It will come to you in the timing that's right for you. Some of us might be on different projects. Some of it's bigger than others. All kinds of stuff going on. So let's dive in, because I want to give you this information. And there's another aspect of this moon with Jupiter, the expansion planet and spiritual planet, positive creativity planet. It's very active during this full moon. So I'm going to go over some of these things. Now, one of the things that I was focusing on was working with our manifesting and our focus. That's been a very important key point that's been popping up a lot for the last few months, is what we are focusing on. It's super important that we are looking at what we want to bring into our lives, because what you focus on when you look at the spiritual law of attraction is what you will see. It's what brings energy. That's what you're being drawn into. But when it comes to manifesting, a lot of people don't realize that it's very important that we bring our frequency to what we want to bring in. Even Albert Einstein talked about that. Energy is everywhere. So in order to bring something into your reality, it is aligning with the frequency of whatever it is you want to bring in. So if you're not aligned with it, then you wouldn't see it. Or why does this keep missing? Why am I not aligned? So it's a lot of that. It sometimes is a journey through your entire lifetime exploring this. It just depends on where you want to be with it. Even people that don't feel that they're interested in anything spiritual, they were making a spiritual choice. I mean, that's a part of us. We have a spirit. We have this part of us that's just, it's not the physical, it's not the mental, it's this other side of us. That's the part I'm talking about. Like, what drives you? What motivates you? That's all coming from your soul. What are you passionate about? What do you always want to do but don't? Things like that. So we're going to go into this. I made the affirmation. Let me go into that. The affirmation for today is, I focus my thoughts with intention on what I want to manifest. You want to focus your thoughts with the intention. That's going to get you going. Because honestly, it isn't, when I use the word magic, it's not magic, you know, like a fairy tale. It's the energy of what's possible. Anything's possible when you put your focus and intention there. Just about anything. If you want to achieve it, you'll put some intention there. You'll put some focus there. Then you'll take some action. You have to take the action too, obviously. So please know that. Also, we have an abundance with the Jupiter energy, which I really love. So I want to go into this a little bit more in detail. This full moon in Gemini will come in on December 18th. Today's December 9th. So we're a good week out. And next week, we will focus on the Venus energy that's affecting relationships and money and things like that. But we are bringing these in early this month so we can take a 2-week at the end of the month to celebrate and take a rest during the holiday season like many of you will be doing. So this one is December 18th. It might be the 19th, depending on where you are located in the world. So we've had... What does this mean? All right, let me go into this because I don't want to talk too weird with astrology terms that you're like, what is that? But there's a galactic center. So this is directly opposite of that. And that's significant in astrology because the galactic center is believed to be the heart of our universe. So this full moon is lining up directly opposite of that. And so when you look at the galactic center and what does that mean, the galactic center is, like I said, the heart of the universe that when you're looking at it from an astrology point of view, it's home to the most potent energy, the mysterious energy. So it's significant when you're looking at it in this perspective. When the full moon is directly opposite of this special sacred spot in the sky, the energies are likely to be much more powerful. So that's why I'm bringing this up. So it may even feel like this is just beyond what I can wrap my brain around. This is out of this world. This is crazy. It might feel like that with different aspects of what are going on in your world. You might find it easier to connect with who you are inside. You might find that you'll go within and it's easier. The universe wants us to express in our human form. So in Gemini, we have this physical side that it definitely wants you to honor and respect. You're here in this planet. That's, you know, because Gemini is presented by the twins. It's represented by the twins. So one's in the spirit world, one's in the human world. So if you were looking at, well, okay, I'm in this human form and you want me to express in this physical world and live it. But it's also about it simultaneously. Don't forget that spiritual side of you. Bring that spiritual side into your human experience. So remember the saying, we're physical beings living a human experience? That would apply here, not the other way around, really. That's what I like about this one because I found out, to me, it just makes sense to have the whole aspect of who we are working together within us. So if we are working with our mental and our thoughts and our intentions, and we're working to actually be in this physical world, be present, not escape it. You know, sometimes we just don't want to be here. We want to avoid things. You know, life here can be tough and it throws curveballs at you all the time. It's how we're applying ourselves in those moments. And then there's that spiritual side of us, the soul connection that is our higher self, that is the part that's not afraid of anything here. The part that's not afraid to try something new. Not afraid to go for it, not afraid to change your mind, not afraid to speak up if you need to. All of these different aspects of our soul side, our spirit side, they don't have that fear part. So if you were bringing that side into your human experience, look at the potential and the possibilities that are there. If you weren't afraid, if you weren't procrastinating, if you weren't not even trying because you didn't want it to, you don't think it'll work, you know, that kind of thing. Believing in yourself. There's so many different pieces to this. So I kind of like this. I thought it was really cool. So full moons in general have a way of pulling things to the surface that we need to see or experience. Usually dreams become more active. They've been active for me lately in the last couple of months anyway. There's just a lot going on energetic wise. I'm picking up a lot of interesting things and then I'm having to do a double take. Like, what the heck was that? I'm hearing, I always hear tones in different frequencies. I've always done that. I'm hearing different ones. Different pitches. And I thought, okay, now I'm curious. Now you got my attention. What's that? I don't know all the answers yet either. I'm just learning because we're all growing and we're leveling up as we move through this experience. So if they're trying to draw it out, it may bring things to a peak in your life. You know, a full moon brings things up that need to be addressed sometimes. So this one is following the Sagittarius solar eclipse, which was pretty potent too. The Sagittarius is a stern one, you know. We might find that there's a light being shed on some things that we were looking for. We might see some illumination popping up like, okay, there it is. You know, whatever was stirring up for you during that eclipse time, it might come into full view. You might see things a little more clearly with this. Jupiter, being that planet of expansion and abundance, by the way, great combination to have with this moon. If you think about it, you have Jupiter giving us that go ahead, like just go for it. Go all out on a limb. Try something new. And be optimistic about it and bring your spiritual and your human experience together. It's a perfect combination, really. I like it a lot. This is a very active energy. The Jupiter is one of the biggest planets. It's a big planet. So it's going to magnify. Jupiter magnifies whatever it gets close to, whatever it touches, whatever it's around. So if you're working with your focus and your intention and Jupiter is involved, it magnifies it. It's going to help you out. Also, there's a gift here to allow you to see, you know, hey, there's a little gift in this somewhere. I think I can figure this out. You know, sometimes, and I was thinking about it this morning, sometimes you feel like the day is challenging. Every day can be that way sometimes, depending on what's going on. And I got to thinking, I go, well, you know, I always try to find a positive in it. And some days are harder to find a positive. I know. But you know what? I always find that it's worth it because I always find these little gems somewhere in there that I can take and I can learn and I can find a new perspective and I can find a workaround. And if it hadn't have challenged me a little bit, I would have never discovered it. So I've always found that it's been profitable in a blessing-wise, financial-wise, just joyful wise, whatever you want to look at it, to try to find a positive in whatever's happening. I know that that cannot be easy sometimes, but I have found it to be worth it. I've been doing that for a while and I will continue to do that. And I try to remember to do it more and more. And sometimes I have to remind myself or reset on a really tough day, but it's still worth it. So I wanted to put that out there. When you're working with Jupiter energy, your perspective is expanding to see the bigger picture. You see further out. You see beyond the narrow tunnel vision, so to speak. You're exploring. Think of the eagle in the sky, the hawk in the sky, how they can see the bigger picture. They can see way out ahead. I like that energy because you can see things and opportunities. You can find solutions here. This is the energy you want when you're really trying to seek a solution, an answer, a workaround, something, whatever it is you're doing. Maybe you're trying to figure out a way to resolve and end something so you can start something new, whether that's a relationship, a project, whatever. But this is where expansive creativity, I mean, you just go out there and you're exploring. It feels very freeing to me when Jupiter's strong energy. I like Jupiter energy, honestly, because I'm a creative. I like that. But it can work for anybody. It can work for anybody. So here we got, when your perspective is expanding, you can look at things optimistically as well. You can see that it's not that mountain of concern as much as you thought. It really helps lighten the load, and you can actually open up and use some of your energy that was being drained, stressing and fretting and feeling like you were going in circles all the time, to actually finding a solution and an answer, or maybe a brand new idea. That's the fun part. You explore and you discover things you never knew were there. So I like that. It's okay. So when you're looking at whatever has manifested for you, or what's ever come to light for you since the eclipse, the expansive energy of Jupiter brings something a little bit sweet to the table. It brings something positive. It brings the frame of mind to a better place of positivity for it. So I kind of, you know, I like that. If it was a challenging thing that you were going through with the eclipse, let Jupiter show you some options. You know, just say, you know what? Yeah, I'm open to that. Let me explore that a little bit. So this is a great full moon energy that stretches your mind, expands your mind to see beyond where you were before, and to see a brighter perspective, to see a different perspective. Because sometimes that's all it takes for us to discover what the answer is we're looking for, is we just have to allow ourselves to see things differently. We have to allow ourselves to expand the awareness of where we are. I like that for all of us. I think that's going to help us a lot moving into 2022. This is a full moon that will shine light with Jupiter there on solutions. So I really like the solution part here. I like that it will encourage you to keep your mind open and just have an open mind to see new points of view. Just look at it that way. Now, remember, we were talking about Gemini. So Gemini in this full moon is represented by twins, you know, one in the spiritual world, one in the physical world. And so it wants that balance. It's asking us, is this balanced? Is it too much spiritual and not enough being grounded and being here as a human in this experience? Some of us do that, especially us people that are really into the metaphysics and spirituality side of things. We have a tendency to just want to stay there all the time and not even live and experience the world where it is. This is asking us to balance that. It might be that you're not giving your spiritual side enough time. I don't know which one it is for you. It's looking for you to balance it. Use both. Together, that's powerful with this energy right now. Because we're both body and we're both soul. We have this physical world we're living in, and we have that spiritual soul side to us. We can be both. We can be both at the same time. We have this ability to be this spiritual being living in this physical world, listening to our intuition, listening for that innate answer from the soul, because the soul's got the answers you want. Honestly, that's who you can trust, is your own self. If you can't trust that, that would be a good place to start, right? That's where you're going to find the answers, those deep, deep answers to things that have been prolonging, dragging on, moving on. That's where you want to look. So this is the last full moon of the year. Okay. It's a good time to check in with, what are you finalizing? Or what are you done with? What do you want to wrap up before you move into the new year? Good time to do that. Got a couple of weeks for that. It carries these strong galactic energies, like I was explaining earlier, with some of that just awesome Jupiter energy. So I see this as a beautiful, encouraging and positive full moon energy, and I love it. After that full moon peaks, that's when Venus, you know, that's about the love and relationships and money and all that. That's going to go into retrograde, which I'm going to go into detail about next week. It's the very next day. So this full moon is on the 18th, Venus retrograde will kick in on the 19th, right behind it. So we'll have that mixing into the mix here. And I do want to go over that next week so I can go into it more detailed. But a quick overview, Venus retrograde will stir matters relating to your heart, you know, those types of things, relationships, life, you know, money, whatever your relationship with anything is, it's going to bring that to your attention. And it will be close to Pluto, which is a planet that's very powerful, that will start to really empower you to start working with heart-led decisions. So that's going to come in right behind the full moon. Alternatively, this is a dynamic that it will let you know if you're not standing in your power. So it will, you know, give you that attention as well. So along with all of these things, which we'll go into next week, this moon has got a great energy. If you resist or feel resistant to exploring new perspectives, you'll know if you feel the resistance, because, you know, it'll feel like you're being pushed or pulled or forced, or this is more like just let go and go for the ride and explore it. Let it show you some things that you may not have been aware of. If you feel that resistance of a push-pull, stop and take a deep breath and go, no, I do want to see if there's anything out there. And then come back and make a choice then. You don't have to do any of it. So when I was asking the angels about what do we need to know about this moving into this, most of it was the fears are going to be a roadblock. Procrastination would be a roadblock. And it's like, okay, so what do we do with that? So Michael's like, Michael, you know, he's the one if you're afraid of something. So take that time during the day, during these next few weeks, to just let go of all this tension and what you're trying to control or what you're trying to hold on to, and just look and see what could be out there for yourself. It doesn't hurt to look. Okay, think of it as window shopping. You don't actually spend the money until you want to. When you explore and see things from different perspectives, it helps you gain clarity. That's what I see that a lot of people, they don't realize that seeing something from a different perspective that isn't your own helps you see what you're trying to find more clearly. Because if you look at it from different angles, it helps you make better decisions. You don't have to agree with any of it. You don't have to jump on every little thing you see that's a different perspective, because Jupiter is expansive. And it's like, let's go. You don't have to dive off the deep end. You don't have to, you know, make these decisions without thinking. It's not asking for that. It's asking you to learn, explore, become more aware by seeing things from a different angle. That's very wise to do before you make a major decision in anything. So anything that was old habits, anything that was an attitude that made you feel like you weren't getting anywhere, it might be time to let that go so your truest self can be expressed. Remember, we're working to balance with this moon a 50-50, a spiritual experience living in the human experience, the physical world. So whichever way you might be unbalanced, and you might be balanced, I don't know. But if you feel like it's not, or you feel unsettled, or just something's rattling, give this an opportunity to show you some perspectives that might really help clear things up. Remember that eclipse is coming in behind the eclipse, so it'll highlight what you need to know, okay? The other thing that I was picking up from angels was don't overwhelm yourself and try. Don't try to make it happen. Don't try to do any of this. Allow it. It's more of an allowing. I was reminded to remind you and me, there is no doing when it comes to spiritual things. I mean, we make that so hard sometimes. We're not trying to do it. We're trying to be in the experience, allowing it to flow through. In the human experience, we are actually being proactive or doing or not doing or procrastinating. So bringing these two together might feel a little awkward, like you're trying to learn how to do something brand new, but it's going to be one of the most powerful things you can do moving forward. Because next year has a lot of shifts and changes and a lot going on too. We're not done changing. It's still changing. The world's still evolving into something brand new. And it is giving us a little bit each time. It's giving us a little bit of what we need to do. So make sure if you have to write yourself a sticky note or put a reminder in your phone or on your computer to pop up something, remind yourself it's a 50-50 balance between who you are in your spirit and your soul and your physical. Because when Venus comes in, it's going to be pushing with that Pluto. Okay, now that you got that going on, you got this physical, spiritual balance, we're going to look at some heart-led choices. So this is going to make it a lot easier for that. One of the other things that I picked up was the guardian angels are reminding us, we all have guardian angels, they're reminding us that they are always there for you. They will guide you. They will comfort you. They're not going to tell you what to do, but they're going to also support you very much when you start to be very clear about what you want to do. Grounding, clearing, taking 5 minutes here and there to meditate and just clear your mind and just take slow breaths are going to be very, very helpful if you're feeling a lot of anxiety, sadness, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you feel like you have too many things on your plate. Now what I'm going to do, the one thing at a time is going to be very helpful for you. Overall, the angels are coming in as a group to celebrate humanity. And the ones that are really wanting to, like, you know, just acknowledge that you're a spiritual, beautiful being that's here for a reason. And don't forget, they love us so much and they want us to see how worthy we really are. Because sometimes we forget to acknowledge and love who we are and why we came here. We give it out to everybody else, but we forget to even give it to ourselves. And you can't do that either. You want to make sure you're balanced. So with that, let me say hello to everyone that has joined us for the show. We'll see what we can do with some readings. We'll do a few readings today. I also wanted to do a quick shout out, by the way. We were celebrating a milestone. I posted it on my social medias, but we got a notification from Spotify because we are over on Spotify as well. We haven't been over there for very long, but we had a 50% increase in listeners over there. And so I just want to welcome everyone that listens on Spotify. We also just received word from Spotify that they have offered us an opportunity to put in video over there. They're going to start doing that as well. So we're trying to figure out how that works. We were trying to do it this week, and we're just trying to figure it out. It's all so brand new and beta, I think. So, but we're working on that. So some of the people in Spotify, if that's where you listen to us, we're working to bring the video over there so you have an option between video and audio, just like we have everywhere else. We have our original group of amazing listeners that have been with us for years, and they're over on the YouTube chat. So I want to say hello to everyone and hope everyone's doing well in this busy time of year. I've been pretty busy too. So let's see how everybody's doing. Good morning, Lisa and Maddie. Relaxing meditations, Robin. Let's see, Journey to Becoming Me. Hello, hello, hello. And let's see. All right, let's see what we got going on. So if you guys are in the live chat, throw out some questions. We'll do some readings and we'll start going through that. Hang on a second. Let's just move this. Let's have some fun with this. First of all, let's me go through and read some of this. Let's see. I've been hearing so many different tones, so much more than often. I keep focusing on being open to receiving the messages and asking for clarity. I can feel things building and I'm trying my best to trust. You're doing pretty good, actually, Maddie. I'm impressed because I've been hearing these tones. Some of the tones are much deeper. I don't know if anybody's here. I hear really high ones, and I know when I've learned which ones are the angels or which ones I'm seeing are how I feel because I work with them so much. This is something new. I think it's just new dimensions we're starting to explore because we're all leveling up. We're all opening up to something we may not have even noticed was there the whole time, and we're starting to pick it up. The tones are crazy, and out of the blue, they're just specific. So I stop. I don't know why I'm hearing the tone in the moment. Something brand new. I know a tone when I hear it, but then I also am hearing new ones. And what I do, this is what I'm doing, and the answers are coming in, and I'm picking up things new in different places. I hear the tone and I acknowledge it. I just stop and I go, I hear you. You've got my attention. And then I just put that intention out there to be aware of what they're trying to tell me or what the message is, so I won't miss it. And then I just go about my day. That's been working the best. When a new experience comes in, I might see something new. I might hear something new. And being intuitive like this, I mean, sometimes I'm seeing it. But we were talking about tones, and there were some really definite new ones that I heard. And I thought, oh, wow, what's that? You got my curiosity. What's that? You might even start to see different combinations of numbers. You might have always seen 1111 before, and now all of a sudden you're seeing 1212s or different numbers or fours or different combinations. Just take note of that. Pay attention to that. And one little tip and clue, when the universe is bringing in answers, sometimes they're just so gentle that we might miss them if we're not being grounded and aware and just open to what may come in. But if you hear something, an answer or a suggestion, 2 to 3 times, and it comes from random different places, you might read it, you might hear it, you might have somebody else tell you, you might hear it from 2 different people that don't even know each other, for example. You want to take note of that. That's probably something you should listen to. So I want to put that out there. That's a good little tip here for those trying to work with that intuition. If you might read it on the back of a book. You might hear it on the television. You might hear it in a podcast. You might hear it from a neighbor. You might hear it, you know, randomly in a store. It doesn't matter. But if it's coming in 2 or 3 times, the same thing, pay attention to that. Just listen to that. That's something coming in for you specific. Okay, let's see what else we have. Haven't seen you all forever. Well, we missed you too. Everybody's busy. So we know that sometimes people aren't here every single week, but you know what? This crowd's pretty good. This is a pretty good crowd. And I appreciate if something is awry when we download the archives for later. And if it doesn't look right, you know, people are like, hey, I listened to it the next day, but it wasn't there or something like that. You know, that's letting me know, okay, yeah, they want that. It's out there. And I appreciate if you see anything awry that we need to take care of. So I just want to say thank you to those that do that. Lisa, what is the focus point for me to shine a light on? Let's see. What is a focus point to shine a light on? You talking about a focus point personally? I'm thinking a focus point. A focus point to shine a light on. All right. What I'm picking up, I'm kind of giving a moment here to connect in with Lisa's energy. And what I'm picking up is, there's this beautiful, bright side to you that sometimes is dimmed more than it should be lit. This is something from inside you. It's like your personality, your essence, you dim it. It's like are you shy? Maybe you're shy or something. And it doesn't mean you have to storm over top of people, but it's time for you to shine a little bit more and let people see who you are. Is there, and you don't have to go into detail if it's very personal, but I'm picking up that you need to just allow who you really are to shine a little bit more. It's been hidden more than it's shine. And I think you have been working on this for a bit, but I'm feeling like shine a little bit more, you know, it's like I keep seeing a lot of stars in the sky with you, but it's like they're shining, they're shining bright, like on a real clear night. Sometimes we suppress those things about us, or we dim them down because we don't want the pain of a rejection or a hurt. And that would happen sometimes from being in the past, or, you know, and I know what that feels like. I've had that too before. And it was kind of hard to get over that, you know, like just go and be who you are. That was the best thing I ever did, was just go be who I am. Even if it's weird to some people, it doesn't matter. I'm not here to be approved by everybody. I'm here to be who I am for real. And it'll draw in. You know, we draw in, when we're being true to ourselves, we're going to draw in the tribe that matches that. Okay? So look at what you might be dimming, and that's what I'm picking up for you. Robin, I've been dreaming about a past boyfriend for the past week. He's a Gemini. I haven't talked to him in 7 years. Okay, he's bringing up history. Sometimes it doesn't mean literally he's going to pop in, but there's a representation in your life. If it's been 7 years, when we dream of old relationships like that, I know they feel weird when they come in sometimes, but when they do, you're looking for, is there a personality trait? Is there something current in your life that you need to know that is associated? Or maybe it's because your mind will pick people that will help you associate with what you need to pay attention to now. So that could be anything, but it could be, am I getting into a similar situation that's like that? Or is there something about myself? A lot of times it's something about your own traits that you might want to pay attention to. So that's what that would be. It's coming in from history, history repeating itself. Wait, you know, what's that? Where is it? As I found that very interesting for you, because you've been pretty busy, I would think. So Gemini, and he's a Gemini. Remember what the Gemini's about. 1 foot in the spiritual world, 1 foot in the physical world, balance, 50-50. Veronica, hi, Veronica. Let's see. Good morning to me. Good morning, Dr. Jen. Hello. Good morning to you, too. Working on a virtual event, which will be the biggest thing I've done in my business, could use a huge dose of confidence. Any word from the angels? Ah. You've got Jupiter on your side, first of all. That's not an angel, but that's got that energy in it with optimism and to go for it. So good timing. Really good timing, Veronica. Also, a huge dose of confidence. Do you believe it's successful? That's what Michael's asking me to ask you. It's like, you need to believe in it. And I know you do. You're saying it's huge. And here's the thing. You need to believe in it regardless of how many show up or how many don't, because that's important. You need to know and believe in it, because a lot of projects, which are very normal, will start off smaller and then build in time. So believe in what you're doing. Believe in it. Embrace it. Just, you know, love it. Jupiter's going to help you. Michael's saying, don't be afraid of it. Don't hold back. Go for it. Enjoy it. It's an experience. I think it's fantastic to hear that you're doing that. So go for it. Absolutely go for it. Pamela. Hi, Pamela. Good morning to you, too. Maddie, my ear had been doing some weird kind of popping, but it also sounds more like people talking briefly, and then it goes away. It sounds like you're listening more on a spiritual note. Some of the things that I'll hear, and it's so crazy, but I will hear music. I'll hear music playing. Sometimes it does feel like conversations. Sometimes you'll just hear these strange sounds because we have a little bit of congestion building up in the middle there. You know, I'm just being logical here, but I always rule things out like that, because when you're intuitive and living in this world, I always rule all that out first to make sure, you know, okay, there's not this, there's not that. But I will hear music, and it always feels like I'm in a Renaissance period when I hear it. Because I hear a lot of classical, but I love classical music, but I will hear it when I'm not playing it. I thought that was kind of neat. I've been hearing that for a bit. Sometimes you'll hear knocks on a door, and there was no knock on the door, especially if you're dreaming. And I've known angels to knock, to have permission to come in, because, you know, they have a message for you. I know. So whenever weird things like that happen, remember, you can always be a skeptic and you can check it out and you can ask for ID, validation of who they are. And if you're still not sure, you can say, no, not right now. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're what I want to listen to or not. You can also let them in. So that's a choice. But I always make sure, it's kind of like spiritual security, but I always make sure I stop a minute. I don't just rush. That's something I learned to do, and I'm really glad I did, and I still do. I always make sure that's what I'm hearing clearly, and that's what I want to listen to. And if it doesn't feel right, I don't waste any time. So I'm just reminding everybody of that. Pay attention to it. I'm finding it kind of interesting what you have going on. Journey to becoming me. I've been seeing so many repeating numbers. 333-444-555-1111. I have felt such love from the angelic realm, which I really needed with all the deaths of loved ones recently. Helps me feel so safe. How cool is that? That's awesome. You're seeing all those threes. Remember, threes mean ascended masters, and that could be, you know, the wise sages, you know, the ones that have lived before. For example, Jesus is considered a ascended master. So is Buddha. Different people like that with wisdom for you. But when you have threes in a tri, you have the wisdom that's around you for you to tap into. I like that one. Fours, angels are around. I love that. Fives, lots of change happening, but I find that you're ready for the evolving times that are shifting and changing for you. The ones, pay attention, manifesting, you're starting your new beginning. And it's interesting that you put it in that order. Maddie's seeing 10 tens and 12 twelves. About 3-4 years ago, that's what was happening to me. 10 tens, that's a new beginning with a magnified of the divine, the zero. That means that one is magnified and it's doubled. A 10 is good. That's a 10, 10 is good. 12, 12 is good. That means you're moving into the next phase. That's a leveling up. New beginnings and moving into the relationships are going to be improving. Because there's two, there's more than one, not just romantic, all relationships, but that one too. So for Maddie, I would say pay attention when this Venus energy comes up. Pay attention to what it brings to you. Because I know that in the past from other questions that you've asked has been something important. Lisa, yeah, that's it. I get in my own way. Okay. So we hit that one very accurately, didn't we? Yeah. Okay. You get in your own way. Sometimes we do that, you know, and it's... we're trying to be polite and let other people shine, but sometimes we dull ourselves so much that it's too much. You're looking for that balance. You're supporting others, but you're also wanting to make sure that you don't put your own light out, you know, make sure you do that. So good for you. You are welcome. Absolutely. Let's see. Yep. And journey to becoming you, supporting you. That's awesome. Would love to know if the angels have any advice for what would be most helpful for me to do to allow in positive changes for my career and life overall. That's coming from Maddie. Okay. So any advice? What I'm picking up is yours right now is a practice of being and allowing versus doing. Because you're a very proactive person. So here I am saying, okay, don't procrastinate, be proactive. Yes, for some people, they're not doing anything at all, or they're not doing enough. For you, it's almost pull back. It's okay. You need to kind of float into this a little bit. It will help you adjust and allow the shifts to show themselves to you and what the potential is that's coming into your journey. So you're working on being and allowing versus more doing. And that's the biggest thing that I picked up. That came from Michael. It came from your guardian angels over there clapping behind Michael. I know, it's kind of funny. That's what I'm saying. Like, yes, please. That's what she's doing. So like, it's almost like you try too hard. Does that make sense? And there is no right or wrong way here. Sometimes it's like, okay, I'm trying too hard. Back off. And more of an allowing. So it for you, and it's interesting that your ears are popping and you're hearing different things, because you're going into more of a, instead of proactive, which would be speaking, for example, it would be more into being and listening. So you don't have to try to listen. You just need to be. You just need to, it's like, no, don't try so hard. And I think you're going to find that what you were trying to figure out now can fall into place over the next couple of months. Just hang in there. Hang in there. That's what I'm picking up. Robin, you're welcome. She's saying, thanks, Dr. Jen. When you said balance, 1 foot physical, 1 foot spiritual, I always feel like that. Yeah, it's important. And we always have to do a self-check on if it's getting unbalanced. This is just natural self-care maintenance, really. You know, on a daily basis, it's a lot easier for me if I look and check it every day. It's one of the things I do in the morning. I have a couple of hours. I get up early. If I have to be somewhere at 7, I'm getting up at 5. If I have to be somewhere at 6, I'm getting up at 4. I like to have a couple of hours in the morning. For some reason, it's always 2. I need 2 hours. But I like having that time in the morning for my own self-care, my own meditation, my own connection, my own listening, a little bit of reading. It's the time that I do to set my day. So I notice that if I miss it, and I don't miss it very often because that's happened a couple times, and I'm like, nope, I just feel so out of sorts the rest of the day. That's just something that works for me. You'll find the niche that works for you. But that's something that I do just to get my day set off on the right foot. I like to put my intentions out there. I like to put the positive perspective in place. So then when the unexpected happens during the day, I deal with it so much better. I allow it to show me something I can learn, or maybe a different perspective or a new way of approaching something. But when I wasn't settling in for that, I really feel it. It sets my day in a higher vibration as well. I'm sharing what I do because it has worked so well for stress, for my mindset, for productivity, for everything. So I just go, okay, here we go. This is the day. This is what I'm thankful for. This is what I appreciate. This is what I would like to achieve. This is what I want to align with, all these different things. So I always give myself this 2 hours, no matter what's happening. I know. So that's a suggestion for everyone that's working with that. Okay, let's see. You guys are awesome today. Good energy out there in the chat today. You guys are amazing. You always give me good energy too, by the way, even when you have all the questions. I think group coming together, our energy is a very bonded over spending different weeks and different shows. We have a crowd that comes in, and anybody that comes in new, you guys are so beautiful with them too. So I appreciate that. Let's see, Maddie, it makes a lot of sense. You're welcome. She's saying thank you. You're welcome. Being and allowing is one of the hardest things. It's been holding me back, putting out content, and part of me still wants to do more, but the other part doesn't. That's the part you want to hear right now. That part that doesn't, the part that's feeling burned out, it needs to be acknowledged, and a little bit of love go there. So, okay. Yeah, we want to send a little bit of love there, because in everybody, I want everybody to think about that. Right now, if you're listening to the show, everybody at the same time, let's send some love and support to ourselves and then pass that on and share it to the rest of the group. Just take a moment and do that, because it will lift all of us and it will lift you at the same time. Absolutely. So if you were to just, see, I can feel you guys. There it goes. Oh, okay. There you go. So if you were to do that and just Give yourself that same love you give to someone else. If you think of somebody that is so important to you, so precious, child, family, pets, whatever it is that is just so you just love so much, do you give yourself the same love? So in this exercise, I want everybody to start giving it, give it to you. Fill yourself up with it. This is how energy healing can work really well, and energy love, because you need to have it within your being and your frequency first. And then when you share it, you're giving so much higher frequency energy out into the world. So that's what you want to do. So I'm going to put that out there like that. Let's see. Veronica, you're welcome. You're welcome, Veronica. Do your thing. Love your business. I never thought of that. You need to love what you're doing. You do. Everybody does. That's where the heartfelt choices are going to be coming in. Do you love what you're doing or not? You know, and sometimes we're like, no, I got to do this for. And you just feel like, oh, I got to do this because, you know. And I'm not talking about responsibility. I'm talking about what you are actually putting your foot into and putting all that time into. Do you love it? That's important. Good for you. We love this group. I love this group. Well, good. We love you guys too. This is a good group. It is. So I am going to plan. And by the way, this group, just so you guys know, I'm planning to do another event where we do the readings and angel readings and paintings and stuff. We're going to do it in February. Okay, that gives everybody some time in January right after this month, but I'm going to be putting that out soon. We had a great time last time, but we found some ways to improve it again. I'm going to keep improving this and making it a little bit better. So we're going to do another one in February. I just wanted to throw that out there. Let's see here. Where are we? I'm losing track of where I am. Journey to Becoming Me. Any angel messages for me? Do we have any angel messages for you? You actually gave me so many of them with all those numbers. The angel messages for you is your, here's what's coming in. I'll say it exactly how it came in. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. Your life. You've been dealing with, you know, people that have passed on and basically transitioned into another world, but you are also celebrating life and appreciating every moment of every day. For you, you're going to have so much joy in just appreciating the tiny little things in life, the little things, the better things, just the smaller things. You're the type of person that's going to raise your frequency quite quickly by doing that. And then it all opens up even more. So that's exactly what I've picked up for you. I thought that was kind of cool. And that was coming from guardian angels as well. I have a lot of guardian angels here today. It's interesting. I also see some grandparents. I see older, that's like grandparent kind of feeling. So I feel like there's some grandparents out there, you know, tuning into the show that might be on the other side. I thought that was interesting, but it feels like ancestry, like wisdom from ancestries. So that let me put it that way. I'm seeing that for everybody though, but a lot of guardian angels, like a guardian angel convention. I know, they're like all there and they're like, yes, yes, yes. They are so in your corner. If you have anybody in your corner that supports you and loves you, no matter what, your whole lifetime, unconditionally, it's those guardian angels. And they need some kudos too, you know. Appreciate that they're there. Absolutely. It is positive here. Thank you, Lisa. And I like that. And that's what we want to do. We want to keep that positive vibe going because that's a higher frequency. That's what we want to do. You're going to relaxing meditations. I'm going to start dating again. Angel messages. Pay attention. Awesome for you. Congratulations on that. Pay attention to red flags if they pop up. You may not. I'm seeing a couple of blue ones, which is interesting. So red flags means stop, heads up. Do you really want this? Green flags are, yeah, this is great, but I saw a couple of blue ones in there. So blue would mean it's a peaceful, I'm seeing peaceful, but this is a darker blue. So just watch out for anything that might pull you down. I'm kind of intrigued that it would come in blue. So nothing negative here, nothing to be alarmed about. You want to be aware going into dating brand new people you don't know very well. Take your time. Be patient. Be calm with it. You don't have to you don't have to impress anybody. You just have to be you. That way, your green flags will pop up for the right ones that are aligning with your frequency, so to speak. I hope that made sense. Goodness. I want to hug all of you. Oh, let's see. Where are we? Wait a minute. Oh, we do that anyway, don't we? I think that's awesome. Robin. Wow, makes so much sense. I'm having difficulty writing my web copy, thinking it's not good enough, and now I have laryngitis. Oh, you got a little bit of frustration in the communication chakra, huh? Okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. Okay, don't strive for perfection. Strive to be better, a better version of you. Every day will improve. But you have to just start somewhere, right? It's never going to be always perfect. But you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be the best you can be in that day, in that moment. You can always go back with, are you doing your own web copy, or do you have to submit it to somebody else and then you got to wait for them to make changes? Because if you're doing it yourself, you could start with it. And one of the little tricks, which I would think you would know this since you have some writing in your background, write it, sleep on it, look at it the next day, tweak it, leave it. Do that for a couple of days before you put it out there. And even if you put it out there and like, oh, I messed it up, or no, I want to change it, it's constantly evolving. My goodness, everything's evolving. I'm still constantly shifting and changing stuff on mine too. So just, clear the chakra, ask for the clarity. And you know what else I would do? I would ask angels for, and I'm seeing Gabriel for you on this. Ask him, what do I need to express here? Or what is the message that needs to be put here? Just put it in there. So you got this, you're going to do it. So hello to Abigail. Let's see here. Anything for me from my angels, Michelle? Michelle, that's a general question. So let me see what I can scan here really fast. What I'm picking up is that you feel like sometimes you get lost in a crowd, and you're not. You're not in this crowd. You're always here for us. But look at the crowds that you are in. This is a weird reading, but this is what I'm getting. Ha, interesting. This has to do with third chakra and just the power of who has power. Do you feel empowered, or do you feel like you're always trying to impress? And some groups may not be worth your time. It may not be the right crowd for you. I don't know what this is meaning for you. I can't be here because you're a part of this crowd. I don't feel that for you here. I feel that there's different outlets out there that you might want to look at. All right, am I putting so much energy here and it's draining me and I don't feel better about myself? If it's not lifting you, if it's not balanced or feels balanced, then you need to reevaluate where you're putting the energy. And that's what I'm picking up. I'm picking that up as a gentle reminder from your angels, guardian angels again. Yes, with Michael pushing behind that. But it's just more of a, what's bringing you to a place that you feel valuable with what you bring to the table? Make sure that those energies are going to a place that's appreciated. Because it might be that it's redirecting you into an area where it would be. So just look at it and see. If you're loving it and it doesn't drain you, then you should be aligned. But if it's feeling you feel worse, you need to reevaluate that, because we don't want to be involved or spend all of our energy on things that pull us down. We want to put that energy on what lifts us up. That's important. And that's valuable for anybody moving forward. So before we close out, it's 12 o'clock now, but before we close out, I want everyone to join me that's listening right now. And if you're listening on archives, you can do that then, because I put the intention out that if you're listening to the archive, this energy is there for you to grab onto as well. Because we have some people that can't listen to us live. So we have a lot of listeners that are in the archive and listen to it later. We don't forget about you either. Absolutely not. What I want you all to do right now is to stop for a moment, catch your breath, nice, deep, slow breath, feel grounded, be present, appreciate who you are, take a deep breath in, and know that it's just unconditional love from the universe coming in, from the angels, from your loved ones, from everything, from us to you. Take it in and let it just fill your whole being, lift you. You can't help but smile because it feels good. And express it out and give that hug back out to everyone out there. The whole listening family, not just right here in the live, but the whole listening family. Everyone out there that it may trickle on and they may stumble upon a little bit of love. Maybe they needed it. We all need it. We all deserve it. It's unconditional. There's enough to go around. So why not take some and pass it on? I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. I've certainly enjoyed being here with you guys. You guys are a fantastic group. We will be here next week. We will talk about the Venus retrograde and what that means with relationships, finances, money, heart-led choices, because it goes right in behind the full moon. And I hope you all are having a blessed, safe holiday time. And we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com